How are we doing?
Rob, did you ever think you were out of it when you were down 31-3?
I didn't think so. You know, I had a feeling we'd be able to come back, and you know, we hung in there. We battled back from a 28-point deficit. We just made too many mistakes, you know, when we needed to make the plays. So it's a tough loss, but you know, we got to try to get some things corrected.
Did you have any? What was the conversation on 4th and 1 or 2 there from your own 10? You had an opportunity, maybe if you were able to stop and get the ball back right around the 2-minute warning, if the defense stopped. Did you think there might be any debate, or did you say, "Well, if we can get it on 4th and 1"?
I didn't think about it.
You wanted to kill me.
Yeah. We made a few of them, so just bad execution. Yeah.
What were they doing, I guess, is probably a better question.
Well, we were turning the ball over.
Sure.
So it's hard to, you know, if you can't put together enough, you know, if you're not making big plays and you can't put together enough good plays to put together a scoring drive, and certainly to turn the ball over and give them a chance to score, which is pretty much what we did the entire first half. So we just didn't even give ourselves a chance. I mean, they're a very good team and very good defense, and they play hard. And, you know, we just spotted them 28 points and, you know, we fought hard, but, you know, you can't play poorly against a good team and expect to win.
In terms of offensive approach, Tom, how different was it in the second half when you started to move the ball and score points compared to what you were doing in the first half when things weren't working?
Well, it was just, you know, it was execution. It wasn't like there was a magic formula to what we were doing. We just stopped, you know, killing ourselves. So we just can't turn the ball over. We can't, you know, miss plays that we have opportunities at. So we hit a few of those, and that's why we moved the ball.
Does your confidence get shaken at all when your younger backs, Shane and Steven, played really well, put the ball on the ground? I mean, how do you proceed next week?
Well, mental toughness, I think that's what you show. And you know, it's not every game's going to be perfect. Not every carry is going to be a 50-yard touchdown, and not every pass is going to be a 50-yard touchdown. It's a matter of, you know, understanding what you need to do to help the team win, and you know, being selfless and doing your job. And, you know, we did a better job of that in the second half. It was just didn't do a very good job of that in the first half. Yeah, he played a great game. I mean, he played a great game, made some great catches when we needed it. So, you know, he's had 2 great weeks in a row. We're going to need it down the stretch here. I mean, certainly the season's not over. I mean, we got a lot of football to play, and you know, we play as poorly as we did tonight and still have an opportunity to win. You know, we just have to do a better job.
Playoff season ramifications of this game will change a little bit. It's going to be pretty tough for you guys now to have home field throughout like you normally do. Do you guys talk about that at all?
We haven't thought about that. You know, we've just been trying to, you know, string wins together and so forth. And, you know, what's in our control is winning football games. And certainly that was the goal tonight, wasn't the outcome, but you know, that's what we were trying to do, and we put a lot into it. We knew the type of team we were playing. You know, we hung in there at times, and those times we didn't. So it's unfortunate, but you know, it's okay. We got you know, 2 games left, and certainly this game is very important to the outcome of our season next week in Jacksonville. No, we were pretty focused on the 49ers. I think we understood, you know, what this team was all about and how good they were, and we just didn't play very well.
How would you describe just how they approached you guys defensively in terms of the way, you know, the way they played?
You know, I wouldn't say it was a whole lot of different things. I mean, I think they do what they do, and they do it very well. And we made some mistakes early in the game, and they capitalized. You know, we couldn't stay on the field on 3rd down, turn the ball over. You know, I don't know what our time possession was, but I'm sure it wasn't good. You know, first half was a terrible first half. And you know, we got down. We got, you know, fortunately, we were in it at the end of the first half. And then, you know, we didn't play well to start the second half and then went on a little run, but you can't play 30 minutes, you know, against a good team.
Thank you.
Well, I think everyone just has to focus on, you know, possession of the ball. We have to focus on doing our job, the execution of the play. It's not a matter of, you know, look, we're going to call this special play and, you know, this is going to work out perfect and everyone's going to be wide open. No, I mean, what we did in the second half on the scoring drives, you know, that's what we have to do throughout the course of the game. And that's what we've been doing. We just, you know, just didn't do it very well in the first half. All right, guys. Thank you.